from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. The Senate is expected to vote today to begin debate on a health care bill, though it is still unclear what's included in the bill they'll be debating. All that uncertainty has rattled insurance companies since they can't figure out what to charge consumers until they know what the law is going to be going forward. Health reporter April Demboski explains California's Obamacare marketplace has delayed the release of premium rates for next year because of the lingering questions.
Covered California was supposed to release the new rates last week, but officials have been holding off, hoping they would know what the law of the land was first. They're sitting on two sets of rates right now. One price assumes all the uncertainty around the Affordable Care Act is resolved, and another price factors in threats the Trump administration has made to cut Obamacare funding. Studies show this second set of prices could be 16% higher. Cover California had hoped to get clarity and release the one lower set of premiums. Whatever happens in Washington, they will have to announce rates by August 1st. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.
Recently, KQED's Tanya Mosley got a sneak peek at the proposed expansion of the primary school. It's the brainchild of Priscilla Chan, wife of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. This school serves low-income students in East Palo Alto and the Belhaven neighborhood of Menlo Park, with aspirations of one day expanding throughout the nation. Mosley talked about it with the California Report's John Sepulvedo.
Give me, just before we even get started on this, a little background. What are these neighborhoods like where this school was open?
Yes, so East Palo Alto and the Belhaven neighborhood of Menlo Park is really smack dab in the middle of some of the wealthiest areas in California and really the nation. So there is Palo Alto to the west of East Palo Alto. And then to the south, we have some of those other wealthier neighborhoods like Mountain View and Cupertino. And so this school serves specifically low-income students in those neighborhoods, and it's officially been open for one school year.
And Priscilla Chan, why did she open up the school in the middle of this? It sounds like a low-income area.
Well, Chan is a physician, and she also was a fourth and fifth grade teacher. And she spent some time right after college tutoring kids in Boston. And while she was there, she really got to see the disparity between students who are in low-income areas, health care, and education. And so with that, she had this idea, along with her already innate passions, to start a school that really focused on those disparities and closing that gap. Her ultimate goals are that parents, moms in East Palo Alto and Belhaven would be able to come when they're pregnant to her center and actually sign up their kids for this school and receive prenatal care. She believes it starts just that early. 51 preschoolers just graduated, and they have 250 preschoolers who are coming this fall. But ultimately, over the next 10 years, she would like to be able to offer from that cradle to eighth grade health care as well as education.
How are the parents feeling about this? Do they like it?
Well, I attended a community meeting where we got to see the plans for this new expansion in East Palo Alto. And I can tell you that those parents who have students in the school, they're just very thankful. A lot of them had testimonies that prior to this school, they didn't have a school that they felt really provided the quality and education that they wanted and needed. And they also didn't want to have to get on a bus and travel outside of their community. So really, for the first time, many of these parents are experiencing what a lot of us experience in school districts where we have a strong community as well as a school that they feel proud about.
And, you know, this sounds very great. And I got to be honest with you, Tanya, I kind of set you up with that parents question, because on the flip of it, we have seen in California private schools come in to great fanfare, and the parents felt much the same way that you're talking about. But it turns out that these private schools often don't have to conform to the same standards as public schools. How is this school funded, and what kind of performance standards / guidelines does the school have for its students?
Well, those are really important points. So the school is funded privately through the Chan and Zuckerberg initiative. But those concerns that you're talking about aren't the ones that I heard at the meeting yet. The school is just a year old, so they're really a proof of concept. We haven't really had a chance to take a look at the curriculum and compare that to the public school system or charter schools.
And finally, and as briefly as you can, was there any explanation of how this model would be able to be replicated across the nation. Facebook has a lot of money, not enough money yet to fully fund public education in America, as far as I know.
Right. They weren't clear on exactly how an expansion across the nation would be funded. But I can tell you a little bit about what I know is that they partner with community organizations, with those folks who are already on the ground providing services and finding ways they can also complement those services with the experts that you have as well.
Tanya Mosley joined us from Silicon Valley. Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, celebrating 20 years of advancing healthcare that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement, personalcapital.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Since Mr. Gomez has gone to Washington, people who live in the L.A. county he represented are going to get to vote for a new state assembly rep later this year. Governor Jerry Brown announced yesterday that a special election to replace the former assemblyman Jimmy Gomez will be held on December 5th. The Democrat was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in June in a special election to replace Javier Becerra after he was appointed to be state attorney general. Gomez was sworn into his national office 2 weeks ago, and now with his seat in the state assembly open, California Democrats don't have a vote to spare on bills that require a two-thirds supermajority. So the special primary election for his seat will be held in early October. The two candidates with the highest votes will get to move on to the December general election unless one of them wins an outright majority in the primary. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, July 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. More state coverage on Twitter. We're at KQED_CalReport. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a great day.